This is a Sichuan News Update. On April 14, 2016, the government of British Columbia declared a public health emergency in response to the increase in toxic drug deaths happening across the province. Between 2016 and the end of January 2026, 616 people have died due to unregulated deaths in Nanaimo. To reflect on this day and give space to those who have lost loved ones to the crisis, the Vancouver Island University Harm Reduction Alliance held a grief fire at the Nanaimo campus on Tuesday, April 14th. This was the second year the grief fire was held at VIU. Participants were encouraged to write messages to lost loved ones and release them to the fire.
I know deeply, and I'm sure most people around this space do, loving someone who uses substances, loving someone who uses drugs, loving someone who has lost their life to toxic drugs is an extraordinarily lonely experience. Simply because of the stigma of substance use.
That was Sarah Lovegrove, a nursing professor at VIU and co-founder of the VIU Harm Reduction Alliance. She told the crowd on the very rainy day that the grief fire is a space for people to come together and support each other.
That we really need to shoulder each other up and bring each other together in order to survive this crisis and become a community and recognize that many people in our community need support and need love.
CHY spoke to Lovegrove as people gathered around the fire. She says as the toxic drug crisis hits its 10th anniversary, this year feels a lot heavier than previous years.
I think both just being the 10th anniversary and simply like all of the backwards movement that we're seeing in the harm reduction world, it's quite devastating and heartbreaking. To see all the hard work that advocates have been doing for the past 10 plus years just get rolled back because of politics, because of misinformation, and because of kind of public opinion.
Lovegrove says they started hosting the grief fire on campus to expand people's understanding of harm reduction and what it entails.
We've been advocating to establish harm reduction interventions and opportunities on campus, and we really want people to know that harm reduction is a valid option and that people have the right to access harm reduction for their own substance use, for their families, for their friends, to keep them alive and keep them safe.
As someone who's been in harm reduction advocacy for 8 years, she feels devastated with how the work of ending the toxic drug crisis has gone backwards.
In that time, the toxic drug crisis has only gotten worse because the implementation of the interventions that has happened have been partial, have been not well established, not well thought out, not what people who use drugs have been asking for, and haven't worked in the way that they're supposed to work. So decriminalization was not done properly, it was not done fully, and it was done in a way that was set up for failure. Safe supply, prescribed alternatives were not offered in the proper way, and because of public opinion and public outcry, we saw a complete reversal of those interventions.
She says healthcare providers, advocates, and people who use drugs have been calling for a movement in the direction of creating a regulated supply of drugs and establishing legalization of substances. Something she says we're moving further away from.
As a result of that, the drug supply is only getting more toxic. So we're seeing more people die. We're seeing more people being injured. We're seeing more complex overdoses causing trauma in responders, whether that's police, fire, peers, nurses, ambulance, everyone. Not a single person in our community has been saved of impact as a result of this. So what we're seeing is like a ripple effect of trauma and grief permeating our community.
Lovegrove says she's unsure what to do now, as she feels like politicians are not listening while the crisis becomes more and more urgent.
Chronic urgency and the constant having to respond to political games and failures. And frankly, like, I'm a human being with a broken heart, and I don't know how to fight through that anymore. I think I fought for as long as I could, and now I need to like take a moment to like recalibrate and figure out how to move forward. And I think a lot of people are there. Most people that I have been advocating and being activists when I first started in 2018, they've either quit because of burnout, relapsed in their substance use, or died as a result of toxic drugs and or suicide. And so we're losing generations of advocates and activists.
But as a nursing professor, she still has hope in the next generation of healthcare workers.
I think there is an entirely new generation of people who have been impacted by this, lost parents, lost friends. An entire generation of young people who grew up at a time with it, who never knew a drug supply that wasn't toxic. And so I think it is bolstering that next generation of people fighting for what's right. And I hope that, you know, as those people come to an age of voting and creating change, that we can turn the tides a little bit. But I'm going to keep digging into that hope as much as I can.
Michaela Brown is a psychology student. And Hillary Nestor is a social work student at VIU, who joined the VIU Harm Reduction Alliance to educate fellow students on the toxic drug crisis and harm reduction. Sitra spoke with them and fellow co-founder of the Alliance and social work professor Carmen Laveau during the fire. Laveau says as a harm reduction advocate, she feels discouraged to see this crisis enter its 10th year.
It's just so draining to see that as a community, that we haven't really addressed this, and that it just continues on, and every day people are dying and nothing's being done about it, is deeply discouraging.
Brown says while they also feel discouraged, they see hope in a change with seeing people come out for the grief fire.
I really appreciate everyone that showed up in the rain, and we're here to acknowledge the lives lost from the toxic drug crisis. I'm encouraged by people around me right now because, nobody had to show up. We're all like a little cold and wet, but this has been a really good ceremony, and I hope that we can all celebrate and grieve together.
Nestor, who is newer to harm reduction advocacy, says it's hard to not be angry with how everything has gone.
There's been so much really great like research and political activism happening over the last several years, and it kind of just feels like screaming at a brick wall. That's one of the reasons we decided to do this instead of any sort of political event, though it is political just by virtue of being about drugs. Is because we kind of need to focus more inwards now, maybe, because people are burnt out.
As the three are prepared to continue advocating in this space, Laveau says she does this work as it's important that the toxic drug crisis and the deaths caused by it are not normalized.
As a society, people don't even realize this is an issue, that we need to keep bringing these issues to the forefront as best we can so we don't become complacent to it. And I think to challenge the stigma too, because I believe that that's what underlies it all, is stigma. So I think this is the best way we can do it, is to gather publicly.
As a professor, Laveau says she sees hope in the students she teaches, who are better educated and interested in harm reduction. Nestor says what needs to be done is a major shift in public opinion, something they believe is happening.
The political side, it's not getting better anytime soon. But I do think the public opinion is shifting. I think that the media coverage I've seen in like the last 6 months of the toxic drug crisis, people are becoming more aware of it. Harm reduction is definitely becoming more normalized just because people know. So that's my hope, is that even if things are very slow to change politically, if they're going backwards, that people will start to care. I think they are.
Since the start of the public health emergency in 2016, more than 18,000 people have died in the province due to the toxic drug crisis. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.